Chapter 11, 1750s to 90s, Founding Era Background. Scholars and historians suggest that, in its broadest sense, the founding era began in the late 17th century but took root more dynamically around the 1750s and extended into the 1790s. This period witnessed a plethora of conventions being called regularly in towns, cities, counties, and colonies, regionally and then nationally. The principal reason for calling these gatherings was to increase safety and resolve new and increasingly frustrating economic issues. People were experiencing violence in their communities, but also general dishevelment in the colonies caused by the actions of England and Canada. These issues included chaotic domestic economies with independent currency values, floundering manufacturing and trade, Indian and French fighting and raids, the English crown's inconsistent rule, and Parliament's unpopular dictatorial decrees. Up to within a few years of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, Americans in general were very loyal to England. As mercantile and manufacturing grew, spawning the Industrial Revolution, Indian raids continued and economic life in the colonies became more and more unsettled. With little positive acknowledgement from Britain, people looked to their religions and then to each other for solutions. The process of gathering in conventions was not new, but during this time, the process matured, and people had the opportunity to become more familiar with them. Conventions were an opportunity for people of all walks of life to learn about different types of governments and experiments occurring in other colonies, both successes and failures. Conventions in the early years formed and then disbanded at completion or evolved into legislatures. In addition to conventions, with encouragement from the burgeoning Industrial Revolution, people in agricultural, mercantile, trade, or manufacturing found comfort and education in joining and forming societies to share information, allowing them to improve and better adapt to their changing times. The combination of professional societies and conventions gave purpose to the young country. In the early 1770s, conventions met to write letters and petition to the king and parliament to lift some of the egregious controls and to enable them to regain a sense of stability and uniformity in their safety and economic livelihoods. Groups such as the Sons of Liberty were more interested in political solutions than in a military one. They saw opportunities in working with local governments. Pauline Mayer states, quote, "The county conventions that sprang up in Massachusetts from July 1774 similarly sought, quote, the discouragement of all licentiousness and suppression of all mobs and riots, end quote, encouraging citizens to, quote, observe the most strict obedience to all constitutional laws and authority," end quote. Within the years leading up to the Declaration, suggestions of independence became part of the daily vernacular. Being quite familiar with the convention process allowed them to utilize this tool, as Timothy Dake notes. The states used conventions for drafting charters, proposing amendments, ratifying charters and amendments, for working out trade agreements and resolving economic differences, for strategizing defense, for settling border disputes, for really just about anything that involved two or more states. Over the years following the English Glorious Revolution of 1689, conventions were called and attended less and less by the autocracy, elite, or gentry, and more by the common people engaged in agriculture, mercantile, and manufacturing. These are the same folks who expanded their political activities to become involved as state commissioners and legislators. It became an important way for people to experiment with the process of self-governance. It was also a way for ideas to filter their way from towns to colonial conventions. Town conventions grew in numbers to thwart what they considered British overreach. Resistance to British rule was gathering steam in the 1770s, following an increase in Parliament's intolerable acts that is the Stamp Act, the Tea Act, the Boston Port Act, etc., the colonial British governors began forbidding town meetings, resulting in the people calling for meetings, ensuring a significant increase in the number of conventions actually occurring.